Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad that you could join us, especially if you might be going in for a job interview soon. This is day 3 of our lesson, What Questions Do Employers Want to Hear in an Interview? So please open up your magazines, but first we'd like to review what we've learned the last couple of days. What do we talk about the first day here, Carolyn?
Well, the first day we learned that before you go into an interview, prior to an interview, you need to do a little bit of research because you need to know what you want to ask your employer. And it's a little bit like a date. You need to keep the dialogue balanced.
That's right. It is a little bit like a date. Different, but kind of similar. What did we talk about the second day, Nathaniel?
Well, on the second day, we talked about Alan Gwynn, who is the CEO of a consultancy that gives advice to businesses. And he talked about 7 different questions that are good to ask in an interview. Go back in your magazine and look and see what those were.
And do keep your magazine open because we're going to continue finding out what the remaining 3 questions are today. We have lots more to learn, so let's get started with our first reading of the day.
What questions do employers want to hear in an interview? 8. Are there paid, ongoing learning opportunities offered at my level of job responsibility? What obligations do I have if I elect to take advantage of them? 9. What does the company expect in the way of personal and professional growth for a person hired into this position? 10. Does the company value a difference in work and personal time, or does it blur the responsibilities between the two? Think about your goals first. Don't feel obligated to walk into the interview with a set number of questions, but these give you an idea of the right questions to ask.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Today, we're finishing up our careers article. Before we begin, here are the key words. Ongoing. Ongoing is an adjective. Helen is making progress, but her recovery from the car accident is an ongoing process. Blur. Blur is a verb. Arthur tends to blur the distinction between the things he wants and the things he needs. In terms of. In terms of is an idiom. If you want to make wise decisions, you should think in terms of your long-term goals. Thoughtful. Thoughtful is an adjective. Ray always asks thoughtful questions in class, so I know he's really paying attention. Our more information word is obligation. Obligation is a noun. Can you think of any other good questions to ask during an interview? Think about that while we finish the article.
Well, those are some very good questions to ask, and the first one here we have is question number 8. Are there paid, ongoing learning opportunities offered at my level of job responsibility? Now, in that sentence, we see a key word. From our word bank, ongoing. If something is ongoing, that means it is continuing. Nathaniel, how can you use this word, ongoing?
Well, there's a lot of different examples where you could use this word. You might say ongoing project, ongoing search, ongoing research. All of these things could be continuing. They could be going on even now.
That's very true. Gabe, how else can you use the word ongoing?
Well, I like how Nathaniel was so positive. I was thinking about ongoing problems sometimes within a, a company or organization or even a friendship, there is an ongoing problem, something that just seems to not ever be resolved. Those are ongoing problems. But back to the positive, of course, some companies offer classes. Maybe there are ongoing classes that you could take to help improve in your work.
Right, so here the question is wanting to know about ongoing learning opportunities, so ways that you can continue your education. They also ask a second question, what obligations do I have if I elect to take advantage of them? Now, this is a great sentence with a more information word, obligations. It means that you are required to do something. But Gabe, can you tell us a little bit more about this sentence?
Yeah, what obligations? What are people expecting me to do if I do choose to take part in these opportunities? What does the company expect me to do? And use the word elect right here. I said the word choose. The article says elect. What obligations do I have if I elect to take advantage of them? That kind of means the same thing as the word choose. But what about take advantage of? What does that mean, Nathaniel?
Well, simply, I think that you could say that it basically means to use something. It's there, so you take it to use for yourself, for your own benefit or your own advantage.
All right, well, we have a lot more to learn. Let's go to question number 9. What does the company expect in the way of personal and professional growth for a person hired into this position? I think this is a great question to ask because it kind of shows that you might be up for a challenge. It tells your interviewer you might be interested in growing as a person. You might be up for a challenge. Well, what else can we find out from this lesson, Carolyn?
Well, question number 10, the last question here. Does the company value a difference in work and personal time? Or does it blur the responsibilities between the two? And here we have another keyword, the word blur. And what is blur, Nathaniel?
Well, a blur is something that's unclear. We could also say blurry. That's an adjective. It means something is not clear. You can't see what it is. Sometimes a common expression that we use is, it's all a blur. I really don't know what happened. Maybe I don't remember very well.
Right, so two things blend together and you can't really tell which one is which. And here they're talking about work and personal time. So if the two of those blur together, then there really isn't much difference between those two times. How else might you use the word blur, Gabe?
Well, I was just thinking sometimes I do blur my roles between my work role and the role that I have or the way that I am in my personal time outside of work. I am a teacher. I like defining things. Sometimes I will research and teach different things, of course. And sometimes I take that attitude or that way of talking into my relationships with friends, and they're just like, Gabe, you don't have to explain things for us. You're not teaching us right now. Let's just have a normal conversation. So sometimes I blur the roles between my work and my personal life.
Well, we do have to be careful not to blur things too much. But now let's take some time to see what Steve and Ken have for us in the information cloud.
Turnover indicates how long employees stay at a company. If a company has a high turnover rate, that means employees leave soon after they are hired.
Maybe they leave because there are no growth opportunities or because of conflict with management. A high turnover rate might also indicate unsafe or unhealthy work conditions.
A high turnover rate also creates a loss of productivity. Expenses with new hire training, problems with customer retention, and low morale.
Added together, these things can cost the company more than the annual salary of the employee who left. So it's in the company's best interest to keep its turnover rate low. So how low is low?
Well, Forbes magazine says that a turnover rate of 15% or lower is considered normal.
Meaning a company with 100 people can lose 15 employees within a year without raising any kind of alarm. 15% is not unhealthy.
But a turnover rate higher than that might be indicative of deep-seated problems within the company. So in your next job interview, you might want to consider asking about the company's turnover rate.
That's good advice. 今天的课文提供我们十个可以在面试时提出的问题，其实还有一个可以问的问题，就是一家公司的 turnover。turnover 字面上是翻转，用于企业组织，指的就是人事上的变动。turnover rate 就是员工的离职率。在面试的时候，我们可以询问公司的 turnover rate。答案如果是没有超过 15%, 那是可以接受的，这应该算是个正常的公司。如果 turnover rate 过高的话，表示公司也许有一些基本上的问题。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks for the suggestion, guys. You can make that question number 11. What is the turnover rate at your company? Well, continuing in this lesson, we see that there's a heading that says, think about your goals first. And that's a great piece of advice. And here's a familiar word in the next sentence. Don't feel obligated to walk into the interview with a set number of questions, but these give you an idea of the right questions to ask.I think that is some very good advice.
That's right. You don't want to feel burdened to have to remember all of these questions. There are 10 questions. If you include the InfoCloud question, there's 11 questions. Don't feel that you have to remember all of these things and ask the right thing to sound intelligent. We all want to sound intelligent, but we have some more advice here that we want to talk about after the break.So be sure you come back. Right now we're going to go and join Michelle in the language lab. We will see you very soon.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 ongoing 这个形容词。Ongoing 是指持续进行的或者是不间断的。例如 the ongoing news coverage of the scandal attracted a lot of attention. 这项丑闻案的持续报道吸引了很多的关注。或者是 the negotiations of both companies are still ongoing after months. 经过了几个月的时间，这两家公司的协商仍在进行中。继续我们来看的是 blur 这个动词。blur 是指使模糊不清或者是难以区分。注意它的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 the heavy rain blurred his sight, so he drove very slowly. 大雨让他视线不清，所以他开车开得很慢。或者是 I think you're blurring the distinction between means and ends. 我觉得你把手段跟目的的界限弄得难以区分了。
Well, today we've discussed a few more questions that you might consider when going in for a job interview. You could ask, are there paid ongoing learning opportunities for me? Or what does the company expect in the way of personal or professional growth? Are two of the questions we've covered. We have a few more points of advice to go over today. So let's see what those are in our next reading for today.
What questions do employers want to hear in an interview? Also, think of the questions in terms of your career and personal goals. If you're moving into a role with more responsibility, how will that affect what questions you ask? If you're starting a family soon, what do you want to know about the company's commitment to work-life balance?Thoughtful planning and preparation for an interview will not only help you feel more confident, but will also leave a great impression on the person interviewing you.
Friends, we have learned some excellent advice these last couple of days, and I like this last paragraph here. Let's get started, shall we?Also, think of the questions in terms of your career and personal goals. So you want to think about these questions also in connection with your career or your own personal goals. Let's take a look at those words from the word bank in terms of something. That means in relation to something or in connection with something. So, Nathaniel, how might you use that phrase in terms of?
Well, if you're talking about a job that you're applying for, they might ask you, in terms of your talents, what do you have to offer in this position? What can you do specifically that you're talented in that you can do to help us in this job?
That's an excellent question for an employer to ask. Well, Carolyn, how else might you use this phrase?
Well, in terms of having a successful interview, you might want to follow some of the advice that we've covered in this article.
All right, that's right. In terms of having a successful interview, you should follow some of this advice. I also think about students who are confused about what major they should choose. Well, choose or think of a major in terms of what you desire to do, what you are passionate about. Then maybe you can have a clear idea of what your career might be and your personal goals, too. While we continue, if you're moving into a role with more responsibility, how will that affect what questions you ask? Okay, this is good. Why would our article say this, Carolyn? Why this question?
Well, if you're going to start a new role of responsibility, you might not have as much time as you used to, and it might be difficult for you to have a lot of extra responsibilities at work. And you also might want to ask a few different questions to see how much free time you will have.
Exactly. And we see an example of one of these kinds of questions here. Nathaniel, what does it say next?
The next question in the article, it says, if you're starting a family soon, what do you want to know about the company's commitment to work-life balance? And this is kind of like question 10, I think, in the article earlier. How do you have that balance between your work and your life at home? It's a very important question.
That's right. We see here the phrase work-life balance. We want to talk about that, those extra words, because we think it's important to mention not to blur your work life and your personal life. I know some people who don't know the difference, or maybe they do blur their work life and their personal life, and so it's hard for them and their families as well. Do you guys know anybody like this? Maybe you've met some people like that, Carolyn?
I have met people like that, but personally, I try to avoid blurring my work and my life. Mm-hmm. I like to have friends at work, which I spend time with outside of work as well, but I also have other friends that I don't work with, and we enjoy going to the movies and having dinner as well together.
Excellent. Well, what can you tell us about work-life balance, Nathaniel?
Well, personally, because I'm single, I don't find it as difficult to deal with this issue, but I do know that if you had a family, it might be much more difficult. But for me, I do feel the same way. There are some things that you want to keep in work and some things that you might want to keep out of work. It doesn't mean they can't ever cross, but you do want some kind of balance, some kind of division.
Mm-hmm. And I think the key point here is Nathaniel's single. I mean, it's important to have a work-life balance. Well, friends, we're going to continue with our next sentence here. Thoughtful planning and preparation for an interview will not only help you feel more confident, but will also leave a great impression on the person interviewing you. Well, we see an important word there. It is thoughtful. It's a very thoughtful word. If you do something thoughtful, that means it shows that you care, you considered something. How else might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, it was very thoughtful of you to ask me that question, Gabe.
Yeah, no problem. I know. It's a very thoughtful question. It shows that I care. You could say something like, you got me flowers. How thoughtful of you. But how else do you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, a thoughtful question doesn't just have to be about caring for someone. A thoughtful question might just show that you have thought a lot about this issue and you're wondering some things that you want answers to that maybe you have not quite understood yet.
All right. So there are different ways that you can think of thoughtful questions, different times when it might be important to put some thought into these things. Well, we see a last phrase here we want to talk about, leaving an impression on somebody. We have these extra words. To leave an impression on someone means to let them know or let them think something about you. You want to leave them thinking a certain way about you. So how could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
I actually thought of the phrase to leave a lasting impression. We talked about a business interview or a job interview being like a date, and maybe in the context of a date, you wonder, did this person make a lasting impression on me? A lasting impression, of course, do you think about this person after leaving them?
All right, that's very important. You want to leave a lasting impression on people. You want to know that you made a difference in their life. How else could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, we talked about making a good impression, like on a first date, on our first day of this article, but we also want to make sure that you leave an impression on the person that is good, because you could leave a bad impression that also leaves them thinking about you, and that's not something you want.
It's true. You might also leave a negative impression. So leave a lasting impression that is not negative, a lasting good impression. Right now, it's time for us to continue enjoying a review skit, and then we'll go see Michelle in the language lab.
So let's start our interview. Did you do your homework?
Homework?
Yes. Job applicants that truly want this job will ask certain questions.
As a matter of fact, I do have a list of questions.
Good. Let's see if you ask the questions I'm listening for.
Number one, how do you encourage teamwork?
I am a cheerleader. Go, team, go, go, go.
Okay. Number two, does the company hire from within?
Yes. We give the top jobs to our own workers.
Oh. Number three, how is your mission reflected day to day?
It's printed on our calendars.
And number four, would you recommend this job to your children?
I already did. My whole family works here.
Number five, what distinguishes this company from its competitors?
Oh, that's easy. We're much better.
Oh, yes. Number six, do you speak to employees? What do they normally ask?
Well, the employees always have the same question. Hi, how are you today?
Oh. Number seven.
Oh, let me guess. Do we demonstrate pride in our employees? Yes, we do.
Okay.
Do we provide ongoing learning opportunities? Yes, we do.
Okay.
Do we expect personal and professional growth? Yes, we do.
You have the right answers to all my questions.
Great.
So, do I get the job?
No, sorry, we're not hiring.
Well, bad answer. I'm going to take my flowers.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 in terms of 这个成语。term 本来是指条款或条件，但是 in terms of something 是指就某一方面而言。例如 in terms of quality, our products are unbeatable. 就品质而言，我们的产品是所向无敌的。或者是 in terms of a career, he's quite successful. But in terms of family, he's not. 就事业而言，他非常成功，但就家庭而言，就不是如此了。所以我们来看的是 thoughtful 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 thought, 思想这个名词。所以 thoughtful 在这里是指深思熟虑的或者是经过认真推敲的。例如 Don went through thoughtful consideration before he decided to quit. Don 在决定辞职之前经过了深思熟虑的考量。thoughtful 也指细心的。例如 It was very thoughtful of you to call. 你还打电话来真的很贴心。And let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we have certainly received a lot of great advice from our article the past 3 days, and I just wonder, how could you apply these pieces of advice or these questions to other areas in your life, not just for a job interview? Gabe, how else could you use this advice?
Well, I think about maybe if you're interested in studying abroad and you know someone who has done that,You could ask, well, would you ever recommend this to, say, your personal family members, your, your brothers or sisters, anybody else who you care about, would you recommend me doing this too? So I think it could be applied into other areas of life.
Yeah, that's a very good way to use this advice. What about you, Nathaniel?
Well, I think many of you probably already have jobs, but I think that you could look at these questions and think about your current job that you already have. How would you answer these questions for the job that you have now? Think about what ways you could improve your position.
That's right. And you could also use it if you are applying to colleges. Many times you need to interview for scholarships. Well, I hope that you do find this advice useful and that you will come back and see us next time here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Why were there any spades here? Why with fresh earth on them? Who brought them here? And where are they now? No, we won't bury it again. We'll take it to my hiding place.
Oh, of course. You mean number one?
No, number two, under the cross. The other place isn't good enough.
All right, it's nearly dark enough to start.
Injun Joe got up and looked carefully through a window. He said,
Who brought those spades here? Do you think they may be upstairs?
He put his hand on his knife and turned towards the stairs. The boys couldn't move. They heard the steps on the old stairs. Then there was a crash of breaking wood, and Injun Joe landed on the ground in the remains of the stairs.
Now what's the use of that?
Said his friend.
In my opinion, the people who threw those spades there had seen us and thought we were ghosts, and they're probably still running.